Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mayor Adams and the police chiefs of all these cities. It's happening in the University of Michigan now, Yale, NYU. Yo, if this was any other group of people, these motherfuckers would literally be hosed down on some civil rights shit. They'd have the German shepherds and the hoses out there, and this shit would be done in an afternoon. And somehow, some way, we got to a point where in my city, New York City, and I am Mr. New York, people are comfortable screaming and yelling about Jews, chanting about Hamas, Hamas, make me proud, burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Listen to this shit. Fear, the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here in the place to be on today's museum quality Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast. A fight that I never thought I'd watch turned out to possibly be the fight of the year. Ryan Garcia, wacky, wild, kooky. Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney in Barclays turned out to be a fun, fabulous, unpredictable 12 round extravaganza. Plus, NBA playoffs have started. I've made my predictions and I'm sticking to them. And the Michael Rappaport, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Jewish News of the Week. I went up to Columbia University and I am embarrassed that that shit is going on in New York City and in America. Miles Jordan, aka the Bleach Brothers, start this hard hitting, brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's go. Yeah, let's go. Oh, yeah. I'll say it again. Liggity, let's go. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggity boom, have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in the place to be. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. And this is the I Am Riggity Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. Wishing everybody a happy Passover week. If you celebrate, if you indulge, Passover-like ceremonies. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Feeling real good, real safe, really sane. Hyped up. And hopped up. Got some shows coming up. I'm going to be in Mohegan Sun in Unksville, Connecticut. Unksville. 25th, 26th, and 27th this weekend. Then I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin on the 2nd. First show sold out. We added a second show. Madison, Wisconsin. This May 2nd. At Comedy on State. Like I said, they added a second show. May 3rd, I'll be in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, the St. Croix Casino. Turtle Lake, Wisconsin at the St. Croix Casino. I got to try to get the young shooter to come out there, piss away his money at the St. Croix Casino. Fucking St. Croix Casino in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic. Then I'm going to be in Cincinnati at the Bone. I'm going to be at that Bone in Cincinnati, the Funny Bone in Cincinnati, coming up also in May. Shit, May's here, man. Then I'll be at the Comedy Vault in Illinois, Batava, Illinois, which is about an hour outside of Chicago. All tickets for all these shows are available at Michael Rappaport Comedy Diggity.com. Michael Rappaport, KiggityComedy.com. I hope everybody's doing good. I'm feeling good. A lot to discuss. I said I'm hopped up. Not as hopped up as Ryan Garcia, boxer Ryan Garcia. Now, I'm going to be honest. Last week, I had it on the docket to talk about Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia fought in Brooklyn at the Barclay Arena this past weekend, and he beat Devin Haney, who I believe was 30-0, or 32-0, 28-0, 36-0. We don't fact check at the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, but he's a champion. All right, he's a champion. He is the champion, and I'll explain why he still is the champion despite losing in dramatic, dominating fashion from Ryan Garcia. And the reason why I wasn't going to talk about this fight, because as much as I love boxing, I was like, Ryan Garcia seems to be totally out of his mind. I'll be honest, it looked like he was on that yak, that crank. Okay? Them dime bags of that goody good good. He looked like he was on straight up Lawrence Taylor, LT, MVP season shit. Looked like he was on cocaine, acting erratic. There was discussion, conversation about him being in a rehab during this training camp. Went totally fucking nuts this entire promotion of this fight. And I thought he was done. I thought Ryan Garcia was totally finished after he lost to Shakur. In that easy win, I thought he didn't have any heart. I thought he was just, you know, an internet pretty boy who had reached his limit as a boxer after that Shakur fight. And I thought with the way he was behaving from the beginning since his fight was announced, and I see most of his shit on Ariel Helwani, who I love, Ariel Helwani. Shout out to Ariel Helwani, a friend of the Iron Rapport. I got to get him on the podcast. I fucking love him. He's like the Howard Cosell of combat sports. But I was seeing, because Ariel was covering the fight, covering the press conference, and Ryan Garcia was nuts, saying crazy shit, looking crazy, talking crazy. People thought he was like, he was just everything. You know, with the suicide watch. Then he went through a, like, he loves Jesus phase. And you know what that means. Suicide watch and then you love Jesus. You know that's a bad mix. And then this past week. The fight was coming up. Teddy Atlas, the great Teddy Atlas, boxing trainer, boxing analyst, he said to Stephen A. Smith, he said, Oscar De La Hoya is irresponsible for having him fighting. Bernard Hopkins, friend of the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, is irresponsible to have this kid fighting. Forget winning. He shouldn't even been fighting. He said that Ryan Garcia was in and out of a rehab during this training session. He said this on Stephen A. Smith on ESPN. So I didn't even mention. I was like, this is sad. I don't like to see boxers, athletes, especially a young kid, just look pathetic. And I was like, I was even going to bet on it. And then I looked at when the fight was going to start. It was going to start at like 1 a.m. this past Saturday. I was like, I'm not going to be up for this fight. I'm not going to bet on this fight. But I almost bet on Devin Haney winning in three rounds. Well, lo and behold, what a fun, wacky, crazy, twisting turn of events, because Ryan Garcia dominated that fight. Is Devin Haney a better boxer in the long term? Yes. Did Devin Haney get caught up, swooped up in all the fucking weird, wacky Cheech and Chong bullshit that Ryan Garcia was spewing? Yes. Was it fake? Fuck no. I don't care what anyone says. They're saying it was fake. He doesn't even drink. I don't care what anybody says. He didn't make weight. He was talking crazy on the yard. This was a mix of trolling and also being totally out of control. It was like a hybrid. But I was going to go to sleep, and then I couldn't go to sleep, and then at like, fuck, maybe 11:45, I said, fuck it, I'm going to stay up and watch this fight. I got it on Danzin, that D-A-Z-N app. Had to watch it on my phone because I was in bed, my wife was asleep, and holy fucking shit, man, this was crazy. First of all, listen to how nuts and kooky Ryan Garcia sounded before the fight, talking to my man Ariel Helwani.
Here with Ryan Garcia, moments before he's about to walk out. Ryan, yes. What are the thoughts going through your mind? It's been quite the buildup to this point. Take us inside your brain right now.
In my brain, it's just a mission. I'm on a mission to assassinate him, and that's it. You know, no more games, no more antics, just straight do what I do, box. I know how to box, so I'm going to do that.
I saw that you showed up with an interesting T-shirt.
Yeah.
What was the message that you were trying to send there?
That, you know, I'm willing to kill this man if I have to, with all due respect, you know.
Has it gone personal between you two? Has it crossed the line at this point?
Oh, yes, definitely.
In what way?
In every way possible.
So what do you think? How does this ball play out? In your mind right now, what are you feeling as you're about to enter the ring?
I just don't leave this ring without his head. That's it. I don't care what happens in this ring tonight. This is the one fight I'm really willing to die for. So that's how I'm coming.
Good luck. Thank you.
Pleasure.
So he just sounds off the fucking chain. He looks off the chain. And then he came out there in Brooklyn. He caught Devin Haney in the first round. Then Devin Haney, who's a better skilled boxer. And Ryan Garcia is like erratic. He fights around and he doesn't fight. He turns his back. He was turning his back. It was just nuts. But he kept coming. He was in great shape. He didn't get tired at all. Devin Haney never hurt him. Devin Haney was winning on points. And in the, I believe it was the seventh round, he knocked Haney down. Haney got up. The place was going fucking bat shit crazy. Yo, Barclays was going nuts. Boxing matches, people, it's a different kind of crowd. A good boxing match is like nothing else. Because people are just, they're fucking drinking. They gamble. It's highbrow, it's lowbrow, it's thugs, it's boxing people, it's everything there. And it's Brooklyn, people were going fucking nuts. And I felt like in the seventh round, I believe it was the seventh round, there was two other knockdowns, but they didn't score him as knockdowns. And then Ryan, anyway, it was a fun fight. If you get a chance to watch it, watch it. And it was surprising. And the great Jim Lampley, who I haven't seen in a while, the great Jim Lampley, who has covered so many just huge fights throughout the year on pay-per-view, back to the Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran,
Mike Tyson. I mean, all those excellent fights. Trevor Burbick and Evander Holyfield fights and so many incredible fights. He was even, like, tripping off of it. Miles Jordan, the great Jim Lampley, talking about just how insane the Devin Haney-Ryan Garcia fight was.
I've seen hundreds of prize fights at the highest levels of the sport. And I, at this moment, cannot think of a more electrifying, more unexpectedly exciting, more thrilling fight than what we saw tonight between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. And really, Devin Haney deserves mention here because he was in the fight, he was the opponent, he was the favorite to win it. But this is all about Ryan Garcia. This is about an explosive, dominating, electric, unforgettable performance, which has suddenly made him the most galvanizing figure in the sport.
Anyway, got to give it to Ryan Garcia. He won. I hope that motherfucker could take care of himself. I hope he finds peace, because I don't care what anybody says. He don't seem like he is at peace. He seems like he is at unpeace with himself. And I wish him the best, because he seemed like he was hanging on, you know, for dear life during this entire buildup for this fight. But it was a fun fight. Like I said, if you could watch it somehow on YouTube or something, you should definitely check it out.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled Kalshi and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
What else is going on? Big to-do a couple of days ago about Caitlin Clark and the WNBA. Never thought that I would care. Never thought that it would be big news. But I'm glad, I'm happy that the WNBA is moving and grooving and people are discussing. It's great for girls. It's great for sports. It's great for women's sports. And all these women, Paige Bueker, I think I'm saying her name correctly. All them, it's just a great time for women and for women's sports and for young girls to have this. They're finally breaking through in the WNBA and, of course, college basketball. But, however, the WNBA is still a business that doesn't make that much money. And Caitlin Clark, who is on her way to becoming a household name, Caitlin Clark, who just signed a $28 million deal with Nike, Caitlin Clark, who you could expect to see her selling fucking everything under the sun, socks, t-shirts, fucking cereal, sweatpants, everything. She deserves it. They all deserve it. Angel Reese, all of them. They all deserve it. All of them are fun. They're cool. Juju Watkins, all of them. It's awesome. They should all get a big piece of the pie. When she got drafted last week as the number one pick, and it came up that Caitlin Clark is set to make only 70, only, excuse me for saying that. Really apologize for saying that. That's disrespectful. I'm only saying only because Caitlin Clark being the number one pick, people are up in arms that she is, quote unquote, only making $78,000 a year as the number one pick. And they were like, why does she make only $78,000? WNBA stars should be making this, that, and the third. NBA stars make this, that, and the third. You could be the second round pick in the WNBA in the last round of the fourth round, and you're going to make more than Caitlin Clark and blah, 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 blah. And all that is true because it is business. It is a business. And you people that are complaining about this, the people that have an opinion about this, it's business. It's always going to be business. Caitlin Clark ain't Steph Curry. Caitlin Clark ain't John Wall. Caitlin Clark ain't nobody but Caitlin Clark. And until the WNBA becomes a thriving business, until the WNBA becomes a place where young men, young women of all ages, sizes, shapes, colors, those women are going to get way substantially less money than anybody that's in the WNBA. There's people in the G League that are making more than the first round picks of the WNBA because it's not a thriving business. It's business, the business of basketball. And it ain't got nothing to do with women, men. It ain't got nothing to do with race, none of that shit. None of that shit has nothing to do with... Listen, she's getting $28 million sneaker deal. It's awesome. It's fantastic. The other girls will make money too. But until you motherfuckers start going to the games, you can't complain about it. Feminist. And it ain't even just about feminists. It ain't even just women. Everybody needs to go to the games. Everybody needs to go to the game. Same thing in Hollywood. They're talking about equal pay. It ain't about equal pay. It's about equal worth. Until you develop equal worth, you ain't going to get equal pay. Shit. And it's very, very basic, simple math. Like basic math. It ain't even algebra. It's basic. Subtraction. You got to be able to say it. Subtraction and addition. It's very, very, very simple. That being said, go girls, go and continue to kick ass with women's sports, women's basketball, college, high school, and the WNBA. I think it's fucking awesome. But I will say, and I have said it before, I'm ready for a 10-day contract. I'm ready for a 10-day contract in the WNBA. Gino Amunu, whatever the fucking name is, Penn, UConn. You need a guy? Hook me up with that surgery. I'll come out there. I'll be fucking people up next season. What else is going on? NBA playoffs. It's early. And like I said it the other day, and I'm going to preface this by saying as much as I want the Knicks to beat the shit out of the Philadelphia 76ers, I want Joel Embiid on the court, but unfortunately, I just don't see it happening. And we don't want to beat the Sixers without Joel Embiid, although we will, and we would. And if he makes it through the series, we're going to beat that ass real nice and real proper. Joel Embiid, no Diddy. But it's sick to even say. I would never bet on it. Joel Embiid is not making it to game four. Joel Embiid doesn't look right. Joel Embiid doesn't look healthy. And it's fucked up because he always has great regular seasons. And then somehow, some way, one way or another, he conks out, he runs out of gas, or he gets injured. Not or he gets injured, he gets injured. But the Knicks are going to beat the shit out of the 76ers and make it to the second round. The Denver Nuggets are going to beat the shit out of the LA Lakers. Anthony Davis, you're talking about you're the best defensive player in the league? Well, then if you're the best defensive player in the league and the opposing center is the MVP and he's most likely going to be the MVP again of the regular season and lead his team to a championship, this is your time to prove it. Why are you talking, Anthony Davis, about you're the best defensive player in the league when your team is about to get bumped out of the first round by the Denver Nuggets, led by probably the best offensive player in the league? Fuck is you talking about? The fuck are you talking about, Anthony Davis? You're clearly not the best offensive. I don't care about the stats and when he's on the court and when he's not on the court and what he scores. When you're there and he win the series, then you could talk all that shit. Are you on that Ryan Garcia, Duke? Anthony Davis? Are you on that good Ryan Garcia? Because you sound like you might be on that Ryan Garcia, that Rye, that pretty boy Ryan. But it went exactly as it's supposed to early in the playoffs. But listen, it's a long, long first round. It is a long, long first round. Minnesota's got the upper hand. It's the first round. Kevin Durant and them, they could get hot. It's the fucking first round. The only guarantees that I have for you right now are the Lakers are not winning this series unless there's an injury. The Boston Celtics are going to beat the Miami Heat. I don't care how many. You could do all them goofy fouls. Caleb Martin. Y'all ain't winning shit without Jimmy Butler. Okay? Trying to injure fucking Jason Tatum and all that. This ain't the 90s, Duke. You ain't Hassan Udonis Haslam. You ain't none of them guys. Cut the bullshit. I guarantee you the Boston Celtics win that series. I guarantee you the New York Knicks win their series. And I guarantee you the Denver Nuggets win that series. Other than that, anything can happen. I made my predictions on the last I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, and here we are. Here the fuck we are, okay? But those three series are going according to plan. Yes, I want the Minnesota Timberwolves to send home Kevin Durant and them. But motherfucker could sprain his ankle, sprain his thumb, and all bets are off.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What else is going on? Jewish news of the week. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Michael Rappaport, Jewish news of the week, Jewish news of the day. So, college campuses are under siege. We talked about this the other day. And while I was trying to watch the games the other day, and I had my nuts out, literally, I realized this past Saturday, I have been traveling. I have been working. I have been on planes. I have been doing shows. I have been in Israel. I haven't been able to watch a game, an afternoon slate of games, in weeks. So as the NBA playoffs started, I laid there on the couch and I was watching the games, but I couldn't help but see what was continuing to go on these college campuses in New York City and now across the fucking country. As of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, it is day 200. 200 days since October 7th. Hostages have been in captivity for 200 fucking days. And for the Knicks game, yeah, I had my phone in the other room. I said, I'm going to sit there and watch Bully Ball Brunson and the Knicks, the Big Ragu, OG Amanama Duba Daba Dum Dum, Mitchell Robinson. But for the other games, I had my phone and I'm watching, I'm scrolling, I'm flipping, and I'm looking at this bullshit with these creep, cock, sucking, pussy ass, punk ass, these who are just whining and complaining about what bathroom they could go into and not go into. These punk, soft ass participation trophy, whining and yelling, fake self-evaluating mental health motherfuckers scream and yell at Jewish students on Columbia University campus on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And I'm thinking to myself, you punk ass motherfucking pussy ass motherfuckers in your tents, sounding crazy on the yard with the crazy voices on the yard. Listen to this motherfucker the other night talking about, we're going to form a chain and Zionist this and Zionist that. And you're pretty. Listen to this punk pussy ass motherfucker right here.
Attention, everyone. Can I get everyone to form a human chain right here, please? We have Zionists that have entered.
My check!
Repeat after me.
We have Zionists.
Who have entered the camp.
We are going to create a human chain.
Where I am standing.
So that.
They do not pass this point. And infringe upon our privacy. And try to disrupt our community. Please join me in this chain.
You see how hostile this is? And you're asking me not to record?
Walk and take a step forward.
Yeah, I absolutely feel threatened.
So that we can.
Start to push them out of the camp.
One step forward.
You soft ass. If there was any other group of people being yelled at, harassed, if it was black people, Chinese people, Spanish people, tall people, short people, handicapped people, people with big noses, people with big feet, knock-kneed people, LGBTQ, ABC, NBC, any of them being harassed on college campuses. Mayor Adams and the police chiefs of all these cities, it's happening in the University of Michigan now, Yale, NYU. Yo, if this was any other group of people, these motherfuckers would literally be hosed down on some civil rights shit. They'd have the German shepherds and the hoses out there, and this shit would be done in an afternoon. And somehow, some way, we got to a point where in my city, New York City, and I am Mr. New York, people are comfortable screaming and yelling about Jews, chanting about Hamas, Hamas, make me proud, burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Listen to this shit. Play that clip. What the fuck is going on in the world out here? If they were saying, Hamas, Hamas, make me proud, burn Harlem to the ground, Hamas, Hamas, make me proud, burn Christopher Street to the ground. Christopher Street is the famous West Village neighborhood that was fought for by the gay community in New York City. If they were saying, Hamas, Hamas, make me proud, burn West Hollywood to the ground. Motherfuckers, yo, this shit would not be flying. But you're saying this shit about Jews? I got a lot of bad thoughts in my head. I got a lot of bad thoughts in my head. And I'm going to be honest. It just takes one motherfucker to set it off and go up there and do something regretful. Now, I ain't gonna do nothing regretful, but I got a lot of regretful thoughts in my head about these motherfuckers. They got a lot of fucking nerve. And I'm gonna tell you something. You guys on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, you know where I stand on Dick Stain Donald Trump. I've laid it down. I've laid that pipe down on Dick Stain Donald Trump. But I am telling you right now, if something doesn't happen immediately, effective immediately, Donald Trump is going to be president of the United States. Because forget me. Don't worry about me. I ain't voting for pig dick Donald Trump. Okay? I might not vote for cadaver Joe Biden, but I ain't voting for pig dick Donald Trump. I can't pull the lever. But there is a lot of motherfuckers that are going to be like, fuck this shit. And if you think you're screaming and yelling at Jews on campuses is loud, if you feel emboldened now, I can't wait. I can't wait till you push motherfuckers to vote for Dick Stain Donald Trump and he becomes president of the United States. And when you bitch ass, punk ass, identifying however the fuck you want to identify an ass, motherfuckers are screaming and yelling and crying real tears on campuses because Donald Trump won, blame your fucking anti-Jewish, anti-Zionist fucking selves. And I guarantee you, when that happens, I'll be up there laughing my ass off. Woo! Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something, you motherfuckers. You miserable motherfuckers screaming at Jews. You ain't shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. You wasn't shit growing up. You ain't shit now. Even your crowds ain't that big. Your crowds ain't that big. Yo, you motherfuckers. Yo, I hope all you motherfuckers get kicked out of school. I hope none of you motherfuckers. I hope you get doxxed. I hope none of you motherfuckers get a job. And then you can sit. Where's the mental health talk? Where is the mental health talk? These are the same ass motherfuckers that have been self-diagnosing themselves for the last 10 years. I have this. I have that. My anxiety, my ADHD. Where is it now? The greatest cure for self-diagnosed mental health issues is a little Jew hatred. Fuck you motherfuckers, man. Fuck you dingbat dirty motherfuckers. And you need to step your game up. Because you can cheer, you can scream, you could harass, you could put your fucking tents down, you could put your fucking demands that are never going to be met. But Hamas is going to lose this fucking war. And Palestine ain't never, ever going to be free in your lifetime. They had their fucking chance. They had their fucking chance. Over and 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 over. They've had many fucking chances. They fucked it up. You think they're going to be rewarded for raping, kidnapping, torturing, burning families alive? Get the fuck out of here. It don't work like that. You might be able to manipulate your parents and your fucking teachers with that bullshit. The real world don't work like that. Miles Jordan, AK the Bleachers, I'm done. I'm fucking done. Okay? Came, saw, diggity, disrupted. Kiggity, came, saw, diggity, disrupted. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real loud. Miles and Jordan and this I Am Rapport Stereo Pockets with something real, real funky. I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.